Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, today we're going to be talking about e-commerce custom functionality and the applications that you can get out of an e-commerce app store, right? We know that Shopify has an app store, BigCommerce has an app store, hundreds of apps. But let's talk about the pros and cons of the app store and the applications and the pros and cons of custom functionality. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the pros and cons of just using an out-of-the-box solution from the app store?
First of all, it's very quick. It's a matter of, sometimes the setup is just a matter of a few clicks of a button. Mm-hmm. In the short term, it's cheaper. Some of the apps are even free. Some of them are freemium. Some of them have recurring fees, but they're typically not. Depends. It really depends on right. the app. Some of them can be expensive. I shouldn't say that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you don't need to hire a team of coders. You don't have to have coders in-house. You, with a few clicks mm-hmm. of the button, you can have something already set up that will help you, your users, search faster, you help you a whole host of functionality that you can do with apps, send mm-hmm. Recovery,
abandoned cart
recovery, capture mm-hmm. emails, and a whole host of other things that you can do. That's definitely the pros of the app, is that someone already did it, someone already created it, mm-hmm. and you could just essentially copy paste it to your website. Yeah.
All right, so basically time and money, right? They're easy to set up, quick to set up, and at the same time, they're going to cost you a fraction of what it would cost to build out something custom.
In the short term,
right? Because again, those monthly subscriptions could add up, two years down the road, you're still using it. And you could have already, covered what it costs you to build the custom functionality.
Right. Some of them even take a percentage of the revenue that you're making through the app, which can add up to a lot of money.
Of course, if your store starts to scale, mm-hmm. then you might even end up having to go with the custom functionality anyways. So, there's definitely a lot of things to weigh and to look at and consider before making that decision. So what are some of the cons with going with an app?
Some of them allow you to do some customizations, but usually the customization ends with the color palette. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go much deeper than that. So if you need something that's more tailored to your needs, you're going to hit a roadblock really quickly, and you're going to get frustrated real quickly because those solutions are limited.
Yeah. All right. So, you didn't develop it. You don't have access to the source code. So there's really only so much you can do.
And you're always going to be dependent on that third party. Whoever built that app,
they decide to take it down from the app store.
Right? Or if they decide that it's too buggy and they mm-hmm. don't want to fix it anymore, if their customer service is not responding to you, that you're dependent on them. You don't own the code.
Yeah. All right. So it makes sense. You're now relying on a third party to kind of keep your business up and running and optimize. Mm-hmm. And pretty much the whole reason why you wanted the app in the first place. Let's talk about custom functionality. In what situation might I now need custom functionality opposed to an app?
Yeah, I think it would be the opposite side of the app. I think the custom functionality would be anything that, if you have a need that is very specific to you, it would be very difficult to find an app that will,
100% cover every single everything. Angle.
Yeah, so you definitely would need to have a custom solution. So as, the custom solution, of course, is going to take longer. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing built. Everything is going to start from scratch. You're going to have like a long period of development. It's going to cost you a lot more money mm-hmm. because you will need to go with a custom development team. But this way, you're going to assure that you're going to own the code. It's going to be 100% customizable to your needs. And it's going to be ready to scale with you. Mm-hmm. So let's say that today you start with something very basic, but a year from now your company grows and now you need to make adjustments to this. So you don't need to start from scratch. Most mm-hmm. likely you will be able to scale this as your needs start growing. In the it has a lot of
the cons
as well.
Yeah.
You
so
need to
the
find,
price.
Yeah.
Right.
And also you need to find the right development mm-hmm. team, because you need to make sure that that development team is able to provide support for mm-hmm. the long term. Is able to, build something, a functionality that is scalable, is secure. Mm-hmm. So at that point, remember, you're going to own this piece of code and somehow you're going to be relying on that as well, But the difference between this and a third-party app is like somehow you're going to own this code and you're going to control it. So okay. It's going to be on, you know, if tomorrow you need to switch to a different development team, you don't need to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. So you still have something, mm-hmm. some base that you can take with you.
Or if you wanted to switch to an entirely different e-commerce platform, right? You know, maybe I'm switching to a platform that doesn't have an app store, you know, such as an enterprise level solution that they really don't have out of the box solutions. So, you know, in that case, it's going to be beneficial because I already own this piece of code and now all I need to do is just migrate it and alter it and optimize it for that platform. So that's definitely, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons here, mm-hmm. but I think that definitely if you're looking for a scalable solution, if you need something that, you know, solves 100% of all your pain points, you're going to need to go with the custom functionality because there's no out of the box solution that's going to, you know, help every single aspect of your business or complete every single thing that you're that you need.
And another thing is like most of these apps, they try to cover what is, they try to cover as much as possible for the majority of the clients. So whatever mm-hmm. is the pain point for most people. Mm-hmm. So what happens there is like they end up solving 60, 70% of your issues, but there is that always that 30, 40% of the things mm-hmm. that is not doing for you. And mm-hmm. it's good that you can get it up and running with a few clicks, but at the end it's not solving your problem 100% and you end up using another app for that 30% mm-hmm. and then you start relying on more things and more things. So
even from a marketing perspective, I would say, not just from running your business and mm-hmm. inventory or payment, or even from a marketing perspective, those out-of-the-box solutions are what you see in most website, and because they get worn out and overused, they mm-hmm. sometimes don't, they work just use, well. Yeah. they lose their efficiency, mm-hmm. they don't work as well. And when you have full control to do whatever you want, you can try different things, you can test different things and really be original. Yeah. And an original marketing strategy mm-hmm. can get a lot more traction than this out of the box, of course. Worn out, overused, exit intent pop-up.
So can you give me some examples of when, or actually what types of functionalities that you would recommend actually just grabbing an app, or ones that you would recommend needing to be customly built for you? You know, if there's a specific genre, whether it be payment related or inventory management or marketing, for example, mm-hmm. is there a genre of apps that it's safe to say, yeah, you should probably use an app for that? Or no, you actually need something custom, you know, and custom mm-hmm. built, tailored to your business. So, you know, can you guys speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I'll say for the marketing perspective, there's definitely a lot of good apps there. The disadvantage, again, is that it's an out-of-the-box solution. But when you're first starting out, you really don't have the resources to do that. And those apps can be valuable and can increase your conversion. So I would say that's definitely a great way to start. But we were talking before about when it comes to payment, for example, you were saying.
Yeah, payments are always, most of the time an app is going to be the better solution. Yeah, because, it's payment solution. There is nothing going on there. It's like as long as you can charge your credit card, it's the same for everyone. So most of the apps that are for payments, they're great. It's mm-hmm. just a few clicks, you get it up and running. So then when you start getting into inventory, then things become tricky because it might not integrate with your inventory system mm-hmm. or probably integrate with the inventory system, but it only does specific things. Yeah. So it doesn't go too specific, like probably only transfer product inventory. But the way that they do products, it's mm-hmm. not the way that you have set up your inventory. Yeah. So when you have like parent-child relationship, like a lot of SKUs, so they have limitations. So based on my experience, I have seen that everything that has to do with inventory, most of the time you have to go custom.
Yeah. So to sum that up, everybody processes payments the same exact way. If you need something, you know, payment related, go with an app. They've already gone through all the PCI compliance and you know, tons of things that they need in order to qualify. They've already done that. Go with an app. However, nobody, you know, might carry their inventory or have a picking, packing, shipping set up exactly the same. So when it comes to inventory and the way that you manage your workflows within your warehouse, you might want a custom solution, you know, and it might be more beneficial, to have that custom solution that is 100% covering every single angle and every single aspect of your workflow rather than just 70% because, you know, you probably, you know, pick and pack and ship close to 70% of the same way everybody else does.
Yeah.
Right.
What are a few pointers you can give when you're looking for that team to make sure that team is the right team for you, development team?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think, you know, the most important part is experience. So go with guys that can show you work that they have done before. Mm-hmm. On development, it's easy to say, yeah, it can be done. Yeah, but have you done it before? You know, so it's that's important. There is a big difference between, I think I can do this and I have done this before, you know. So definitely find a good team that has experience on building custom solutions. And of course, when it comes to, you know, company that's been around for a long time, that knows about the type of business that you're in, the e-commerce especially, because it's not the same hiring a development company that does everything, mm-hmm. that a development company that focuses on e-commerce or whatever is your market.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, I think that pretty much sums it up for today. If you guys want, we have built over 500 different types of custom functionalities here at Optimum 7. You can take a look. We're going to post a link along with this video and check out some of the custom functionalities that we've created, and let us know if you need help with anything. We're always we're here to help.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7's Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.